Welcome to the May edition of What's Trending, a look at drug and alcohol trends happening in Great Falls and Cascade County. What's Trending is brought to you by the Cascade County Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance, Alliance for Youth, and the Great Falls Cascade County Crime Stoppers Organization. The following information is gathered from the What's Trending online information service provided by the Cascade County Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance. There's been a 20,000% increase in the fentanyl seized in Montana. Does that number grab your attention? The Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Forces have confiscated more than 20,000% more fentanyl doses in 2023 than 5 years ago in 2019. Just let that statistic sink in. To learn more about why Montana is a drug trafficking target, visit What's Trending. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is being used to analyze social media posts for signs of suicidal intent and intervene using strategies like the direct message. The hope is, with its ability to sift through massive amounts of data, AI could pick up on trends in speech and writing that humans would never notice. Links to suicide helplines, a 24/7 chat service, and stories of people who overcame mental health crises could then be provided. What's Trending has more information on this topic available online. In 2021, 25.5% of Montana high school students used electronic vapor products on at least one day during the past 30 days. Nationally, e-cigarette use among high school students was 18%. E-cigarette use remains a public health concern, with 2.5 million middle and high school students reporting its use in 2022. Now, a different type of flavored nicotine product is gaining popularity, oral nicotine pouches. Cigarette smoking may be on the decline, but tobacco companies are shifting focus to smokeless tobacco and nicotine products, including oral nicotine pouches. The pouches are sometimes referred to as a lip pillow or upper deckie because they are often placed between the lip and gum and often under the upper lip. These oral nicotine pouches are used similarly to snus, an oral pouch containing shredded tobacco leaf. Unlike snus, these pouches contain a nicotine powder instead of a tobacco leaf. These nicotine pouches contain high levels of nicotine, which is harmful to young people in any form. The amount of nicotine concentration differs across the different pouch brands, but typically ranges from 2 milligrams to 8 milligrams of nicotine per pouch. Compare that with traditional cigarettes that contain about 1 milligram of nicotine per cigarette. It's important to remember that manufacturers are continually introducing new versions of nicotine pouch products that have increasingly higher concentration of nicotine. To learn more about nicotine pouches, visit What's Trending online. Montana is leading the nation in the statistics on drunk driving fatalities. In addition to fatalities, we see increases in property damages and higher insurance rates. This is a good time to contact your state legislators and candidates for the legislature about strengthening our DUI laws. And remember, it's not just alcohol that impairs drivers. Cannabis products, especially high THC concentrates, are especially compromising. To learn more about drunk driving fatality statistics in our state or to look up your state legislator, please visit What's Trending online. The Montana Department of Revenue Alcohol Beverage Control Division has many certified trainers available to teach responsible alcohol sales and service training in person. This in-person training program is designed to equip your team with the knowledge, skills, and tools they need to ensure responsible alcohol sales and service. The curriculum covers a wide range of topics, including understanding local and state alcohol regulations, identifying fake IDs and preventing underage sales, recognizing signs of intoxication and implementing appropriate intervention, offering effective communication techniques with patrons to ensure responsible on-premise consumption, and handling difficult situations and diffusing potential conflicts. By participating in this training program, businesses and individuals will be better equipped to ensure full compliance with alcohol regulations, improve customer safety, and enhance the overall experience of their patrons. Moreover, demonstrating their commitment to responsible alcohol service can have a positive impact on a business's reputation and relationships within the community. Do you have a tip that can help solve a crime in Great Falls or Cascade County? You can help the Great Falls Police Department and the Cascade County Sheriff's Department solve crimes by using your local Crime Stoppers program. Using Crime Stoppers, you can anonymously provide crime tips to law enforcement, and you may be rewarded for valuable information leading to an arrest. The preferred method to provide a tip is to use the P3 Tips website. Visit the website at www.p3tips.com. To use this website, click on Submit a New Tip. Simply complete the form and submit the tip. By submitting a tip, your information may help solve a crime in our community. To subscribe to the monthly What's Trending online post, please send an email request to Cascade County SAPA, that's SAPA, at gmail.com. This has been Lacey Hallett with United Way of Cascade County and a partner in the Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance for What's Trending in Great Falls and Cascade County. This radio edition of What's Trending has been brought to you by the Cascade County Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance, Alliance for Youth, and the Great Falls Cascade County Crime Stoppers Organization.